Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Lydia and I'm joined by Ravs and it's just Ravs.
Yeah, just me today. Harry not feeling too good.
Harry is a poorly boy, so send him some love and some smooches, but fear not because...
We're here to save the day.
Some would say the creme de la creme of the trio. What would you say?
The creamy meat.
The creamy meats. We're the creamy meats. What role does Harry bring to our trio and how can we try and like...
Okay, well, like, what are we? We need to decide first, you know, like, are we saying like we're like a lasagna?
Okay, let's say we're a lasagna.
Or are we like a spaghetti bolognese? I don't know where we're going. Well,
what's lasagna? Because there's pasta, meat, and cheese. Could we put it into three components? Okay. Yeah.
Sure, and then it's stacked layers of that, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I would say, you know, I'm definitely not the cheese because that would be like self-hating, right?
Well, exactly. I think I'm the cheese. I can agree.
Yeah, you can be the cheese.
I'll be cheese. I think that Harry is quite he stabilizes us.
So you're saying he's the pasta sheet?
Yeah, I think he's the pasta sheet. I think he sort of grounds us and keeps the narrative going. And so without him, we just turn into a horrible, messy meat cheese slush with no structure.
Well, I guess this is the only time in my life anyone will ever call me the meat. I don't think anyone else is going to refer to me as that.
As the meat, no. So make the most of it while it lasts. So
I've got to take what I can get.
We'll do our very best to bring a little bit of pasta to this. And I guess also bring the sort of level of...
Serve you your first course of lasagna.
Of lasagna. We'll be loving furries like Harry does, supporting them, bigging them up.
Yeah.
Just everything that he always brings to this podcast. We love you, Harry. Feel better soon. How have you been, Ravs? You been all right?
I've been okay. Last week we complained about a heatwave. We did not expect... I didn't underestimate how bad it was going to be.
Mm.
I have been in a bad sleeping pattern because I literally cannot sleep at night. Like, it's
too
horrible.
It's too horrible.
I'm talking like 5 a.m. every night and I wake up in a pool of sweat and like, oh my God, it's horrible. And that's me sleeping with a fan on, a window open. It's grim. Someone's going to say get an AC unit. I have one, but I can't use it in my bedroom. It's a nightmare.
Oh, geez. And you stream in your bedroom, don't you?
I do. I've been doing some no-cam streams, a.k.a. sitting in my underpants, which has been great.
You just sit there fucking dripping with sweat streaming.
Yeah, I have my fan blasting me. I have all my mic off. I put like a little thing in front of my camera. Not my mic off.
No one can hear or see me.
My cam's off. I put a little sheet in front of it just in case.
Oh, that's the fear, isn't it? That it will sort of accidentally turn on and there you are.
Yeah, there I am sitting in all your glory. Fucking just completely nude.
Nude as the day you were born. It's been fucking grim. And look, I know, we as Brits complain about the weather a lot. And I'm sure people are bored of hearing us complaining about the weather a lot. But I now have, which I also have complained about this on Twitter and on my stream. So this is the third time I'm doing this. I now have done the science. I've done the research. I've done the laboratory experiments, right? I have been in a country where it was far hotter than this country, where the real feel was 47 degrees, where it was, you know, unbearably hot, but a country which has AC pretty much everywhere. And now in this country where it's the temperature's a lot lower, I think it's been like 28, 29, but there's no AC. This is so much worse. I came back from Tokyo being like, oh, I guess I won't be complaining about the summer heat anymore. And oh my God, this is a billion times worse because there is just no escape. Like in when I was in Tokyo, like if you're in your hotel, it's cold. You know, you've got your AC on when you go into shops, when you get on the train, everything is just, you keep having these moments of like, ah, I'm cooling down. Whereas here, there is no escape from it. You just can't cool down. And these houses get so fucking hot. Like, I posted a picture on Twitter. My candle literally fucking had erectile dysfunction.
I saw that. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It literally melted. It was so hot. Like, there is no escape. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to just cool down for
now,
a bit.
Was that in your conservatory?
That was in my conservatory where, okay. Where I have my afternoon tea.
I have been in that conservatory and I know that that shit runs hot in there.
It's what, well, it's just all glass, right?
Yeah, so, right. So it's just like this den of hatred.
Yeah, when the sun is on it.
Yeah. It's made me, this heat has made me realize that I need to change as a human being.
Oh.
Like I cannot go to hell if it's going to be this hot.
Oh,
like,
God,
I am born again. God came to me in a dream and I shall be praying every night for little baby Jesus.
2 weeks or something like that.
For at least 2 weeks until it cools down and I go back to being an atheist.
An awful person.
Heaven's I can't definitely go to hell if it's this hot, Lydia.
Heaven will have AC, really good AC as well.
Yeah, they're going to have really like just that fresh, crispy shit.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to put a little jumper on or something.
I'm going to tell St. Peter up at the gates. I'm like, my man, I'm just here for the AC. Like I'm checking into a hotel. Like I'm just here for the AC. Don't want to meet the big, don't want to meet JC. Don't want to meet God. JC. Like couldn't give a fuck who else is in here. Just here for the AC, Peter.
I feel like he's not going to let you in if you say that. I feel like that sort of...
Well, I feel like he might appreciate my honesty.
Well, I guess, yeah. But what about all the sin? All the sinning you've been doing?
Don't you remember? Like, I said on the 11th of... Oh my God, it's 9/11 today.
Is it?
The 11th of September.
Oh,
never
shit,
forget.
It is. Jesus.
Never forget.
Oh my
never
God.
Never forget fucking... What's his name? Peter.
Jesus Christ.
Never forget the day I changed.
The day that Ras became a born again Christian. Never
Where
forget.
Where were you the day that I changed?
He became a born again Christian. Where were you? Okay, well, what do you got to do? I mean, also, I'm pretty sure, sorry for everyone religious who's foaming, who's really angry at this. Pretty sure that like you could do tons of terrible shit, but as long as you like, what's the word? Yeah. Repent and like.
At the last minute, right?
Yeah, like, just the last minute.
That's the game winning strategy. You're about to die. You're like,
do whatever the
any
fuck
last
you want.
Words, or you're like, I'm sorry to my Lord God, the creator. Please, may I have my last rites? And then,
you've got to confess. And then boom, bang, bosh, AC.
One time thing, bang, bang, bosh, you're cruising right past VIP access.
Oh, nice. You're just getting straight in there. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about having to renounce sin.
Push your gran out the queue.
She's been waiting there. No, just do it on your deathbed. But what if you don't have a deathbed? What if you don't get, what if you get hit by a bus?
That's why I want Bernard's watch,
Right.
Remember Bernard's watch?
Right.
Just so you could, head it real quick and,
But you wouldn't have time if you're getting hit by a bus.
No, but if you know you're fucked, you head it real quick, you repent, and then you unhit it.
All right. I'm calling bullshit. If it's instant, you ain't got time to press that watch.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you're spending forever in hell just sweating your tits off.
Oh, it'd be so horrible.
It would, yeah. It would just for eternity.
But just being sat in Satan's conservatory, you know what I mean? Satan's conservatory. You don't have to do anything else. You're just sat in his conservatory, really hot.
Oh, yes, that is it. You're in his conservatory.
That's my eternal damnation.
Oh my God, that would be it, wouldn't it? And there'd be some music playing that you hate and you'd be wearing a really itchy sweater, jumper.
Oh God, yeah.
And you'd just be sweating.
Oh God, and there would be a pitcher of water, but only a drop left.
And you never could quench your thirst. Oh my God. Oh God, it's actually making me thirsty thinking about this. This is horrible.
Yeah.
This is grim. God. All right. Well, it's a life of purity for me from now on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm changed.
I'm a changed woman. I don't think that means we can do this podcast anymore though, because some of the stuff we discuss on here definitely isn't heaven friendly.
No, we're moving from a sex positive question podcast to a prayer positive question podcast.
To sex damning, to saying what you do is wrong.
How dare
this is
any of you
bad, and you are a sinner. And Jesus hates you.
That's disgusting. Anything you guys have ever written into this podcast.
Vile.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Vile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have been self-flagellating to make up for my sin as well.
How have you, what, talk us through that then.
Isn't that the thing when you just like smack yourself with some leather straps or something? I don't know.
Wait, let
me look it up.
Too late. Well, how do you, I keep thinking of flatulating. I keep self-farting. Wait, how do you spell it?
The action of flogging oneself as a form of religious discipline.
You're right, there we go.
Self-flagellation.
Flagellation. It just doesn't sound very Christian. Fucking,
I'm very glad this did pop up. The Samaritan's Help Wayne comes up when you type that in.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
That's good.
They're looking out for you.
Yeah.
They're looking
out
for you.
Don't flagellate yourself.
Don't. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. All right, on that note, should we do a fucking grim question?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay.
I'm up for that.
Let's do it.
That's the other thing. Right? I feel like we could have talked about what we've been up to, but genuinely, the last week to me has been like a mirage, like a heat blur. It's just been like, I guess it happened. Don't ask me what I did or what day it is. Like, I don't fucking know.
Same. It's been just such a write-off. Like, I hate that feeling when you just get fuck all done, but at the same time, in this, with the heat, you couldn't do anything productive. Like even sitting at the computer just to get some emails done or whatever, you're just sweating. I tried to do the washing up. I was sweating. Just everything makes you fucking miserable and you're grumpy. I was so irritable and just pissed off at everything. So yeah, fuck this week.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Right. You said, let's do a question.
Let's do a question.
Question one. Hi, Hedia, Lavs, and Rari. Mm. Long-time fan of the pod. I've got a short and simple question for you that I'm sure you can relate to. I was scrolling through TikTok. I know, I know. And I came across this video made from this mega... What the fuck did you do?
Sorry, I just deleted the question by accident when you were reading it out. Sorry. That's why I went...
Okay, I'll just continue from here.
All right, okay.
I was scrolling through TikTok, I know, and I came across this video made by this mega cute girl. I was immediately attracted to her, which is very normal since everyone on TikTok is attractive. Sir, there are children on the app.
Oh my God.
For some reason, but this girl really hit different. Reason for that was she was in full clown makeup. I'm talking white face, red lips, red nose, blue diamonds around the eyes. I simply did not expect myself to be so enamored by a clown girl. Mm. My questions now are, do I tell my friends, since we are quite open about what turns us on? How could I let it get this far? And how would I even go about finding a clown girl to date? Thanks for spreading.
Spreading?
Well, thanks for reading. Why did I read spreading? That's how tired I am.
Spreading.
Thanks for reading. I'm desperately awaiting your A-tier advice. Oh. Signed, an unexpected clown fetish haver.
Oh, wowie.
I would have loved it if he said enjoyer at the end.
Oh. I mean, this straight away is against what we now believe in. But just for science, I'm going to Google incognito clown girl fetish.
All right. Clown girl fetish.
Inside the kinky, brightly colored world of clown fetishes is an article on Vice.
Vice, I'm working.
Porn. After last year's creepy clown sightings, so this was written in 2017. I don't know.
Oh
what
my
was
god,
in
that clown's sucking a dildo.
Oh my god. Pornhub searches for clown porn went up 213%, and women were apparently 33% more likely to search for it than men. So what's the attraction? Well, it's not a dildo. It's one of those balloons that you make into like a...
It kind of looks like...
A dog or whatever.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I think that's a really big dildo.
No, but look at the way it's bending where she's holding it. I think that's a helium balloon right. So we're going to have a little... This is quite a long article, so it's also skim read it.
It's... A clown fetish is also called bozophilia.
Shut up.
It is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's Coulrophilia, or sometimes called bozophilia or clown paraphilia.
What the fuck? Okay, wow, so this is very much a legitimate thing. All right, well, straight away in this article, I can see a question that we should do. So I asked you, Ravs, fuck, marry, or kill? Pennywise, okay. Ronald McDonald, or the Joker?
Oh my God, right. Kill Pennywise.
Right,
because he's like just straight up the horror.
Terrifying.
He is like the terrifying nightmare beast. Fuck the Joker. I guess. And who's that leave me to
You're
marry?
Marrying Ronald McDonald.
That's fine, man.
He'll
cook me up some McNuggets at night.
I agree with yours. Pennywise, obviously terrifying. Joker, honestly, I think you have some nasty sex with the Joker. I think it might
probably
be actually not too bad. And then Ronald McDonald, hello, he owns the best restaurant to ever exist. Well, I mean, what's bad about marrying
exactly.
that man?
That's, that man owns a gourmet restaurant.
Exactly. So that's not even a hard question, personally.
What about you?
Just the same. I mean, I don't even think that's a difficult question.
That's not even a hard question at all.
To be honest, I like that. Right.
So this guy has a crush on TikTok clown girls.
Yes. I guess it's just any clown girl, I assume. But
I guess
maybe
it's
that's
like
how
any
he's
clown
discovered
girl, right?
It.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's how the algorithm was like, we got a motherfucker.
We know what you're into. Okay. All right. So Miss Quinn says, I can only speak for myself, but I do think clowning can give you the freedom to take yourself and sex less serious and have some naughty, silly fun. So that's their sort of, I guess, they dress up in as clowns and have sex, I guess. How could
clown
you take
girls.
That serious? How could you? I mean, I guess that's the point. You're not meant to. Like, what the fuck?
In a way, are clown girls just happy goth girls?
Oh,
is
yeah.
I put that forward to you.
I can see that, actually.
I bet it's a subset of goth, probably.
Yeah, it's got all the like the heavy face makeup, and it's just to the extreme. Instead of being like sort of
instead
goth
of wearing
girl,
black,
miserable.
They're wearing rainbow.
Yeah, you're wearing bright colors, and you're really happy instead of sort of being like sad and wearing black. I mean, yeah, it's just the opposite, right? Okay, why is it that the thought of being attracted to clowns we think is weird?
Well, as a kid, I was like 7 or something. I stayed up late when my parents went to bed.
Oh God.
And I watched It, and that scarred me for life.
You were really into it.
Oh God, I just couldn't stop. That's when I discovered wanking. Like, I just kept fucking going.
Oh my God.
No, that fucked me up. I was like, I could watch a horror movie. My parents are sleeping. Haha. And I watched it and I was like, I was like in tears. I was like, mummy, help.
Oh, well, I mean, clowns are one of the biggest fears, right? Like when you think about, you know, heights and flying and clowns, like they're up there with like the thing that people are terrified of. So is that why it's seen as like a weird thing to be turned on by when so many people are afraid of them?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm looking up clown girls and maybe I can see it, maybe I can't. You know, I'm trying to picture a world where,
But is it just a hot girl wearing like, clown makeup and sexy clothes? I can see how that's sexy, yeah.
Yeah. I need to stop looking at it, idiot.
Oh my God, it's happening to you. It's happening to you.
I've closed it now. I've closed it before any sin entered my heart.
Right, okay. I'm looking up clown girl now. I mean, I can see that because they're not like silly clowns. They're sexy clowns. Like
they're sexy clowns, Lydia. They're wearing lots of nice makeup.
Yeah, like I don't think
you
it
have
works.
To appreciate good makeup.
Well, exactly. I don't think I can say the same about what's that? Sexy clown man. I don't really.
Clown man.
Absolutely not. This is not doing it for me.
Oh my
at
God!
All. It does not work in reverse.
What if he's just got like a fucking huge bit of schmeat though? What if he's just slinging clown dick?
Oh, no. Oh my God, no. It's so unsexy. It's so silly and immature.
What if he's got a fucking huge bit of meat and on the end it's like a big red nose?
Oh my God, no. It's making it worse.
He just honks it.
Oh my God, honk. No. Oh my God, no. And then, oh my God, when you're having sex, it's like going off. honk with every thrust. Jesus Christ. No, I'm sorry. It's too like immature and silly to be sexy. It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very weird. And honestly, some of this is like, I don't even know if this is sexy clowns or if this is just like fucking twinks or something.
I don't get it. Whereas sexy clown women, I can see because it is just like very revealing outfits with a bit of face makeup on, like
it's the makeup for me, honestly. Having to appreciate the makeup.
Wait, that's a very specific revelation. That it's the makeup specifically that you're into, the clown makeup.
Not some of them are ridiculous, Lydia. Some of them are like literally ridiculous,
right.
But some of them just are like, that's really impressive. That's a very crisp and sharp pointed line that you've done there.
But are you admiring or are you sexually attracted to it?
I think I'm admiring it, but also there's a hint of that.
Right, there's a hint of wanting it as well.
I am but a simple man, Lydia.
Right, all right, okay. You see some good makeup, you're fucking ready to go, essentially.
I was meaning more so the fact that there is also weirdly revealing outfits for clowns.
They are all fairly...
You know, there's only so much you can stare at the makeup, Lydia.
What?
I was being respectful.
You were trying to be respectful. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What would it take? So what would... Okay. A sexy outfit. What makeup would make... It doesn't matter how sexy the outfit is. What makeup would make it just impossible to find it attractive? Do you think that like...
Oh.
Because I feel like clown go is as silly as it gets. Like...
I think the overly foundationed, like super orange shit.
Okay.
I'm like... Faked hand out of your mind.
Right, okay.
That's the limit. A no for me.
That's the limit. No, it's just, it's not happening. Okay, yeah. All right.
I'd say that's more a clown than this.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. That's, all right, okay. I can see that. All right, so we've done some research because it's important as professionals that we are, you have to research the topic to be able to discuss it. And we can kind of see what this guy is talking about. In fact, Ravs could 100% see what this guy is talking about. He is I am but a single
simple brained man.
I mean, I can see the second thing down is clown fetish porn videos on Pornhub, and I know you're checking that out once this recording is done.
I don't even look. Clown girls
fetish, the second option.
Fetish, second option. Clicking it.
Wait,
I'm going into the free.
You're actually going into Pornhub?
Oh my god. Okay, there's lots of... It's exactly what I expected in there.
Right.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
What's
happening? But maybe... What's going on?
I can't delve into that.
Okay. Oh, my God.
There's just lots of penises.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to...
Really nice makeup.
Lovely makeup. Beautiful craftsmanship. Really beautifully
Brilliant.
Done.
Just well done, girls.
Yes, done, girls. Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, I've gone on to a sort of scientific website about it, and someone does say that their fetish is face painting. So that's how it started.
What? Yeah. Okay, that I don't get.
So,
like, what, you go to like a festival and someone paints like a tiger on your face and you're just like, I have to go to the urinals right now. I must find me a porta potty.
Wait, what? I'm a little, oh my God. I mean, yeah, I guess so. But then there's like fetishes for fucking everything, right? Like,
I guess so.
All weird little stuff you can think of. There's going to be someone who's like, actually, yeah, I find that really sexy. So yeah, face paint could be how it starts.
I guess.
Yeah, and there's lots of people here who are into clown sex. So,
well, that's a new discovery for me.
Truly, me as well. The person that wrote this in, don't worry about maybe feeling like a lonely weirdo because there's dozens of them.
What can we name them? Clowners.
Clowners.
There's many clowners out there.
There's so many clowners out there who are into it as well.
Okay, so he's trying to figure out Should he tell his friends, and how does he meet a nice clown lady?
Okay. Do I tell my friend? Do you need to? Is it going to be something that they just take the piss out of you forever? Like, do you need to tell them?
Yeah. Like, should you tell your friends anything about that something you enjoy that might get brought up every single week on a podcast, every single episode, especially by the audience?
Exactly.
Should you tell people with memory about yourself that they will remember?
They will remember. And I mean, maybe your friends are super understanding and open-minded, and they'll just be like, oh, hell yeah, I like that as well. And you can bond over it. But there's always that chance that they will then just use that.
Start a podcast and bring it up every single week.
And just make fun of you with it. So if I were you, I wouldn't tell.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
I would just be like, you know what? My little secret. My little secret.
I feel devil's advocate.
Right.
Tell them.
I mean, tell them. I think you would tell us, wouldn't you?
I'd tell you guys if I was a weird little clown freak.
It's called a clowner, actually.
A clowner. I would tell you guys if I was... I tell you guys if I was clowning.
Well, it sounds like you are now.
No, I'm not.
Well, your reactions.
I'm appreciating. Lady, I'm but a man.
He is but a man. And okay, all right, fair enough. You can understand why this person feels this way. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Now, how could I go? How would I go about finding a clown girl to date?
Okay, there's two routes for this, man.
Right.
One is get really into the band Insane Clown Posse. And become a juggalo.
Oh, shit.
Because all of those fans dress up as clowns, right?
Oh, dude, that's great.
So you need to
find
yourself a juggalo wife.
A juggalo? a juggalo wife? What?
Yeah.
Well, why does she have to be a juggalo?
Have you not heard of the ICP?
Insane Clown? Yeah, I've heard of
their
them.
Their fans are called juggalos. Type in juggalos.
Juggalos.
And then click images.
Oh, my God. But this is scary. These aren't sexy. These are scary.
No, but I feel like they'll do both. You know what I mean? They're already into dressing up as like the Insane Clown Posse fans for concerts. So you can be like, hey, babe, can you like not wear the scary one today, please? Can you wear this one?
The cute and sexy one. I mean, this is actually fucking 3000 IQ because this isn't even like going to a weird fetish place. This is like, this is legit. Like, yeah, these people, they dress up as clowns because they love the band. Like, although is that taking advantage of them, you know? Is that
you're putting a moral dilemma on this thing. Yeah,
like, but then maybe they're into it too. You just need to find someone else who's into it.
You have to find someone who's into you as well. Who is also a juggalo.
And maybe you'll love the band. I've never actually listened to them. I bet they do lovely folk music. Beautiful acoustic guitar.
Exactly what they do.
Yeah. They give that vibe to me.
They're signed to Psychopathic Records. But I think that's just a name thing to sound like.
Right. Just
Yeah.
Okay. This is a great fucking
So that's one that's one avenue.
I love that. That's clever.
Second avenue, try and just find someone who's really good at makeup and likes you enough to try this for you.
Yeah.
I guess.
Who's like open-minded into doing sort of face paint stuff sexually. The circus.
Circus and I feel like it's going to be very hard.
Wait a minute, what about clown college like Homer goes to? That's got to be a thing. That's a thing. It's on The Simpsons. It must be real. Clown college. That exists. I think. I don't know if it's going to...
The Ringling Bros and Bammon and Bailey Clown College is a thing on Wikipedia.
Just go there. Just exclude... move your whole life over there to go to that particular college and find the love of your life.
I feel like... I feel that's a trap, though.
Do you think it's a trap?
Yeah. What? You're only going to get people that are really into being a clown there.
Yeah, but maybe that's what they want, you know? Someone that goes for it full fucking gusto.
What if he goes there, though, and it's just a fucking sausage party, you know? It's just all clown boys.
It could just be clown boys. That is
true. Might just
true.
Be clown boys.
It could 100% be clown boys. Okay, all right. Yeah, I agree with yours then. Okay, get into crazy...
Equally insane clown posse might also all be clown boys.
Oh, well, no, because I just Googled
I Googled it and there were lots of them, yeah.
Yeah, there were some lovely ladies as well, though. Okay, yeah, I think you've just got to find someone that is into makeup and is very open-minded and just say, look, I find it really sexy. Would that be okay?
I feel like that's an answer for most of you weird sex fetishists out there. If you've got a weird fetish, find a lovely partner who is open-minded and will try your weird thing with you.
Yeah, you freaks.
But also seek help and Jesus.
And Jesus especially.
This week we are reformed.
We are different. We are new people. Yeah. But good luck and have fun. Have fun.
Have fun clowning around.
Yeah. Nice. Fucking
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we feel like we nailed that one.
Nailed it. All right. Next one.
Mm-hmm. See, Matt, like Harry, if he was there, but like, I shoot the clown. I start shooting the clown.
Yeah, I shoot the clown. I kill the clown. I blow up the clown. I kill them all.
Yeah. Oh, but what if Harry is that would actually be like, I really fucking love clowns.
What if he is into
what
it,
if he,
though?
What if he just started grunting as, oh my God. I fucking love clowns, guys.
I feel like Harry could be as well. I don't know. Maybe. There's something about him that screams, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Harry might be into clowns.
I think we should start a rumor right now that Harry is sexually aroused by clowns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because he loves his Mr. Mime as well, right?
That's my
That's already
God.
Pretty circusy.
You've nailed it. God. Mr. Mime is his favorite fucking... He loves Mr. Mime. He's oh my God, he is. It's
Harry
not even
a
rumor anymore.
Fetish.
It's true. It's not even a rumor.
Yeah, it's fucking true.
Oh
Harry
my God.
Really loves clowns and circuses.
He was crying for help this whole time. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay, well, we'll have to talk to him about it
next
week.
He has a sore throat because he was blowing up balloon animals.
Oh, stop it. And shoving them up himself. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, well, next week we'll have to try and...
we'll have to grill him on that.
Grill him on it, right.
I'm going to start weaving around, like, sexy clown things around his desk just to see if I see any different behaviour.
He sort of seems a little bit more perkier, a bit more happier.
Yeah, see if he keeps taking toilet trips
right.
and stuff as well.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay, well, we will report back, dear listener, about Harry's sick fetish.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. This whole time you think you know someone.
You think you know someone and they're really just getting off on clowns. That, you know, that's nuts. Crazy.
Wild.
Wild.
All right. Should we do another
Let's
question?
Let's do another question. My best friend / roommate just started dating a new guy after a whole lot of terrible dates and situationships these past few years. He seems great except for one thing. He makes this god-awful scream groan when he comes. I'm glad they have a healthy sex life, but I can literally hear it from the other corner of our house. I've even heard it during virtual meetings while working from home. Thankfully, I was muted. I asked them to be quieter during sex, but it seems like they quieted everything except the screeching. How do I bring this up to her? Wow. Wow. I mean, I kind of love this. I sort of love this a bit.
I've heard some people really enjoy a vocal man.
Well, yes, that is a thing. That is a huge thing that men, you know, like can typically be very quiet. And women sometimes want them to be a lot more vocal because it's like sexy. And that's, I think that's sort of like emerging recently. I've seen big things on TikTok where it's like a guy will be doing, I don't know, exercises and it'll be like grunting whilst he does it. And all the comments from the girls are just like, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Like the grunting is very popular. It's very, very popular. So, you know, respect to this guy for being vocal and not, you know, holding back. However... If he's so loud, how loud are you doing that?
I don't think you've played it, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Grandpa lets out this weird, horrible scream.
Oh my
and that's the only thing I can imagine.
Can you act
he just goes
out?
Like, he goes like, and it's like Matt Blade and it's so loud.
Oh my God.
And I'm just picturing that's how this guy comes.
Well, he said it's just a scream groan. So that kind of sounds yeah. like it, right? And it's so yeah. loud that you can hear it across the other side of the house. When this started, I thought she meant like, their rooms are next to each other and you
how
can hear it through the
walls. How powerful is this guy coming though?
He like, is
how good, how good's this guy getting it
Damn.
If he's screaming like that?
I mean,
you know what I mean? Because I've had moments where I've been like fun, but I've never been like fucking ah, you know what I mean? Like what the fuck?
What is happening to this man?
What is your roommate doing to
wow.
this man?
You gotta like, ask.
She must be doing like the fucking turbo short.
The
9 million.
Turbo 9 million. Because Jesus yeah. Christ. Also, it's interesting because it seems like she said that they're quiet on everything else, but it's just that. So is he just quiet, 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 and then rah, like
well,
just,
you can faintly hear maybe a mattress squeak,
a
and then all of a sudden,
rah, rah,
like a fucking Bigfoot
groan scream. That would make me feel so uncomfortable. If I was just sitting in my house and I could just hear this big cum scream, it'd be like, oh
God, that would be unsettling.
Yeah, it would. God, and jumps.
But imagine the power you would feel inflicting that on someone.
I'm like,
you know,
fucked.
Like doing that to someone, you'd be like, damn, I'm good.
I am good. Like, I'm, yeah, mm-hmm. fuck yeah, I'm powerful. I mean, this guy must know that everyone can hear him, unless he goes
oh my God,
into
maybe
like.
He gets off on that.
Maybe he likes it, or maybe he goes into like a disassociation state where
maybe
he's like,
yeah, he just
doesn't
can't
even
help
realize
himself.
He's doing it. He's just like, oh, like seeing God.
Yeah, yeah, he just sees the face of God. He's got it that good. He just sees God every time he comes.
Screaming. Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Jesus.
Just taking out the moment you look upon the face of God.
Oh, well, I mean, this man's having a great fucking time. I think we can all agree that, you know, we're all a bit jealous of what this guy's doing because
yeah.
he's obviously enjoying himself. Right.
What would you say if you're on the Zoom meeting and like it just comes through?
I'd have to make up an excuse like, oh,
my grandpa is
my
ill.
Grandpa's dying.
Yeah. He is sick.
He's very sick. I guess, yeah, you'd have to say something like, oh, my roommate must have hurt themselves or fallen over. Like, I wonder if it's obvious yeah. what it is though, that it's like, cause it's a groan as well.
Oh, maybe it's like the butler from Tomb Raider 2.
It's so unsettling thinking about it. And she said that they're saying that it's like God awful. So it's obviously just horrible. It's not like a sexy.
Like a harrowing shriek.
It's harrowing. It's not like a sexy moan. It's like, it's really. I wonder if it scares the person with them. Like, that's a jump scare. I would be scared. Like, oh.
Yeah, especially if he's going from, like, quiet to that.
Just suddenly booming. I mean, okay, so they've already asked them, can they be quieter during sex? And they've done everything other than the screeching. How do I bring this up to her? I feel like, okay.
I think in a jokey way, you can bring this up to the two of them yeah. and be like, damn girl, what the fuck you doing in there to make him scream like a fucking banshee?
Yeah, and then maybe she'll be like, oh, can you hear that?
And then he might feel like a weird bit of shame.
Yeah, deservedly feel a weird bit of shame. Yeah,
what?
I think that's a good route of like jokingly being like, what the fuck are you doing to him? I can hear him across the house. But when, what if they like that though?
You could also train him though. You know what I mean? Like anytime you hear it, you just grab like a cowbell and you start ringing it and
nice.
You just go, shame,
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 shame.
Like outside the door.
Oh,
loudly.
Oh, okay. I feel like that's the offensive tactic you take when these more gentle ones don't work. If you
yeah.
keep bringing it up and they just carry on, then you've got to fucking play dirty. You've got to cowbell him. Got to do the old cowbell. You could, if you wanted to be like more kind of maybe like serious, if I don't know what their relationships are, maybe they can't really joke about like, oh, you're fucking him good. You could say like, oh, look, this is a bit awkward to bring up, but I was on a work meeting and I could hear your partner, you know, having a good time. Just, you know, if it's okay, could you just keep it down a bit because it's very loud? So there's that route, that's that one, which is polite and a bit more serious. and you're, you know, you're talking about your work. There's the jokey one, which is like, damn, girl, that suck 3000 must be doing it good God's work. And then they'll like maybe feel embarrassed and quiet down a bit. Or then the war begins and you start cowbelling.
You shame bell them.
You shame bell them.
You start listening to porn really loudly.
Oh, nice.
Something to put them off. Maybe you're not even, you know, really watching it, but you just have it up at like a high volume. They're like, oh, can you stop or whatever?
Can you stop? Oh, I love that. Yeah. You could just blast music when they start and then they'll get the picture that, oh, wait a minute, we're being really loud. Like,
oh, dude, put on like the worst song ever, like right as you hear it, just so that they start associating
like what the like, fox sex say with that. Or whatever. How does that song go?
what the fox say? Or ding, like, ding, 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 yes. Ding, ding.
Or like McDonald's, McDonald's, could take fried chicken and a Pizza Hut. Like just start blasting.
I was thinking
some
like some fucking
music.
Ed Sheeran or some shit.
Oh, yeah, but then they might like that. They might be like, oh, this is
true.
So romantic.
They might be Ed Sheeran enjoyers.
Yeah, they might be like, oh, this is romance now. That's tricky though. Have you ever been in a situation where you could hear your roommates having sex?
I guess
you've got to be careful because
you're fine,
you're good.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been in that situation either. But then when I live with my best mate, we've lived together a few times and it's always been like very obviously very open, so we would literally like be, you would just tell each other like I can literally hear you. It wouldn't be like an awkward thing. You would just talk about it. It wouldn't be an uncomfortable issue. Yeah. So, but it never happened. I never had to say like, I could hear you fucking. So thankfully, cause it's a bit awkward to say. But yeah. Okay. We've given you a 3-step program.
Yeah. You got a couple options. Then you got all out war.
Yeah. Cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
Cowbell.
Loud porn. Just fight fire with fire. Play with terrible fire. Music.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Yep. Oh, God. All right, we've got one last little tiny one.
Little tiny question?
Yeah, a little tiny question to wrap us out, mm-hmm. I think, here.
Mm-hmm.
Lydia, who would win in a fight between you right now and you 5 years ago?
I've got to work out what I was doing 5 years ago. Never forget.
You can't say that on 9/11.
What year was it? 2018. Is that right? 2018?
No, it's 2011.
No!
No, it wasn't 2011, was it?
No, it was 2011. 2001. Where are you?
Where did I get 2011 from?
What the fuck? It was 2001, you idiot. Anyway, 5 years ago was 2018, was it? Maths. Yes, it was 2018.
Yeah.
All right. 2018. What was going on with my life right then? You know what? I would be able to beat the fucking shit out of myself back then because I would be 1 year into my... Oh, this is tricky, right? Okay. So I'd be 1 year into my knee injury. So it'd be a lot... Uh-huh. I'd be a lot more fragile in that sense. But I hadn't broken my ankle at that point. So... Which wins? Like, is it the...
It depends who gets the first good kick in.
Oh.
You know, both of you are facing up against each other and it is whoever kicks the knee first.
Whoever goes for the knee first. Because if I went in there first, they'd be fucked. Because only a year afterwards, it's still going to be really rancid. I've got longer hair now. So maybe the 5 years old... 5 years old? 5 years ago, me could like pull at my hair. Classic girl fight maneuver. I didn't work out then. I don't work out now. So there's no sort of muscle difference. If anything, I'm just older now. So I'd get more tired and more, you know. Oh, God. Purely because of the fresher leg injury, I would say me now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me now.
You think?
Yeah.
You know is winning?
Me now is winning. I think so. Purely because of that injury, though. If it wasn't for that, then 5 years ago, me would kick my ass. Or about yourself?
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm.
So 5 years ago, I was still cleaning windows, I think. So I think, you know, I had a bit more stamina back then because I was like constantly going up in the ladders, moving around.
Very physical job.
Yeah. I have been going to the gym recently, but not technically recently, because I've not really been back since my Germany trip. So it's been like a few weeks now, because I'm a piece of shit. But I would probably say that I'm stronger now than I was back then, but I have less stamina now. Mm. And my left leg is fucking gammy, like just from doing window cleaning for as long as I did. I don't know. I feel like, you know, if it was like a boxing match, younger Ravs has taken me just on stamina. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like, if I can catch him with a punch, it's over.
It's over.
If 30-year-old Ravs punches 25-year-old Ravs, going down like a sack of shit.
Right.
But, you know, might just keep missing him faster
right.
than me.
Right, and he's not getting tired. He's just
He's not getting tired. That might be how he gets me.
Right. So are we saying 5 years ago you then?
Maybe. Mm. I think so. It really depends. If I can land a good punch, maybe. But also, you know, 5 years ago me also knows that my left knee sucks. So he's just gonna be like, yeah, kick that and I'll go down like a sack of shit. Must be worse because he's older now. And
yeah.
I would be right.
I think 5 years ago you is got the upper hand by the sounds of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good
question.
I've
been doing a little bit of cardio, but there's no way I can compete with every day of my life is cardio.
Yeah, exactly. Well, window washing is super physical. So, but that's an interesting question. Listeners, and...
What about Harry? Should we answer on Harry's behalf?
Let's answer for Harry.
Yeah. I feel like there's no difference between Harry 5 years ago and Harry now.
I would maybe say
Harry now might stand a better chance, but Harry is like very anti-violence and I think would just like talk to himself.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Well, what if, okay, we have to imagine a scenario that they literally have to fight. There's like, you know, if you don't fight, then all your loved ones will be killed kind of thing. Like he's got to do it sort of thing.
You're never allowed at a circus again.
You never can go to a circus again. And he's just crying and crying and crying.
Yeah.
So I think maybe Harry now. I feel like
I'd probably say Harry now.
Yeah, because Harry now is a lot more like, I would say,
has his shit together.
Yeah, no offense to 5 years ago, Harry, of course, but I would say Harry now would be the victor. But it's hard to say. I think Harry now.
Harry now.
Harry now.
Yeah.
Let us know in the YouTube comments if that's your thing. Who would win, you now or you 5 years ago? And why. But on that beautiful note, it's time for us to fuck off.
Yeah. It's getting hot here.
Yeah, I'm
We're
going
to go do
sweaty.
a little Patreon Am I the Asshole. Thank you so much to our lovely patrons for sending in your questions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sending in your Am I the Assholes. And thank you for supporting us. If you want to support us, patreon.com/zero degrees. As always, everyone, please send in your questions and rate and review the podcast. We've been peeping them. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time, hopefully with a full squad.
Fingers crossed. And hopefully soon we'll be doing video content. It's just,
The office is finally decorated as of September 11th. So we can start filming in the office, hopefully. More video stuff for you guys.
Yeah,
yay.
So keep your peepers peeled and we will see you next week. Bye.